If you're ready, then I'm definitely ready. The Millionaire Story Club starts in 3, 2, 1. Hi, and welcome to the Millionaire Story Club. I am Jeff England. In today's episode, we are discussing letting failures define you or not, with the question marked. Have you ever read books? Books that tell you the success stories of others? That was their success story. If you was to write a book about your life, your successes, what would it look like? Have you gotten any information from the books that you've read and you've thought, that's pretty good, I'll have to use that? Your question comes down to, have you implemented what you've read in that book? Have you taken the step to say, I'm going to make this part of my daily routine? I know on the CNBC website, sometimes they'll have stories at least once a month about some person who became successful. But what would your success story look like if you were successful? And what would you tell people in a book that you've written how to find success? Would you tell them the steps to implement to find success? So the question becomes, have you implemented what you've read in the books that you've read? And if you haven't read any books on success, the question becomes, start today. Read other people's success stories. Similar to Jim Rohn's quote that says that you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. A lot of those success stories are about defining your goals and your dreams for success. In fact, where is it that you want to go? What is it that you want to do? What would you like your success to look like? Would you like it to look like $1 million? A nice big fancy house? Maybe 15 bedrooms, that type of thing? Or just something simple? Would you like to be one of those secret millionaires that's wealthy? Would you like to be an owner of a business? Would you like to be a partner in a business? What would you like your success story to look like? Would you like to be out of debt? Part of that is implementing your goals for success. So we'll go back to number one. If we were to take steps, number one would be implementing what you've read in books to find your success. Number two would be defining your goals for success. And number three would be implementing your goals for success. Part of that is define your success and write it down. Without writing it down, it's just a dream. It's just out there. It doesn't matter. I know for me, I've written things down that I'd like to achieve. Steve Harvey and other folks who've found success, they have vision boards. I've started a vision board, but I don't think I can get there with Steve Harvey's vision board. He's like, write down 400. Write down as many as you can. I think he got to 78. But part of success is knowing when you want to get there, knowing what steps you want to take when you get there, knowing what comes one after the other. I remember listening to Joel Osteen discuss in one of his sermons, pep talks, as I would like to describe it. He said one man went to 31 banks. 31 banks turned him down on his dream, on his goals that he'd set out for a business. The 32nd bank, after he got a contract using $200 worth of supplies that he purchased, agreed to loan him the money. So what is your number 32 bank, is the way Joel would ask. How many times are you going to be told no? Because it only takes one yes and a lot of no's to find success. Along the way, you need to adjust your goals. It's similar to, I think it was T. Harv Eker that said that if you want to go to the moon, and NASA found out that along the way, there was corrections made to the course every 3 seconds that the computer was doing. So sometimes you've got to make corrections. Sometimes you've got to make adjustments in order for you to get to your success, to get to your goal. It's not always a straight line. Sometimes it's just all over the place. Part of your success story is keeping a journal of your progress, keeping a journal for your journey, so that other people that you could help along the way that's got questions as to how you reached your success, so that one day you can write your own book. More importantly, keep learning new things. Never stop learning. Technology changes. The way of doing business changes. Society changes, so keep learning new things and keep doing things differently to stay atop of changes that may come to an industry or to life itself. Because part of it is to be willing to make a change. But more importantly, sometimes we need help. And when you find that you need help, go out and find a mentor. Find somebody that's been there before. Somebody that's taken that journey. Somebody that's taken that journey and got through those challenges, got through those struggles, got through those setbacks. Find that mentor. Find that person that's willing to help you get through that block wall that's blocking your path or that fallen tree. Also, follow successful people that you want to become. Not the average of the five people that you're currently spending the most time with, like Jim once said. Follow and find successful people to hang out with or to learn from by joining a group, maybe a mastermind group or a coaching group that they put you in a hot spot and keep you accountable. But more importantly, of all these things, celebrate the wins. Celebrate those small victories in your life. No matter how small they are, keep moving forward. Because they may seem small to you, they're still victories. They're still worth celebrating. And I am Jeff England, and this is the Millionaire Starter Club. Whether it's money, careers, or life, put yourself on a course to financial success. Have a great week. Be successful. Find successful people and be on your journey to success. Don't let failures define you.